Sadhana. The very way the karmic structure works in every human being is essentially cyclical. If you observe very closely, within a day, the same cycles are happening many times over. If you are very observant, you will see that every 40 minutes you are going through a physiological cycle. Once you see that, then with the necessary attention and awareness, you can ride the cycle and move towards transcendence from the limitations that these cycles set. So, every 40 minutes, life presents you with an opportunity, the opportunity to become conscious. Every 40 to 48 minutes, there is also a shift of dominance in the way the breath is moving through the right and left nostrils. It is dominant in the right nostril for a length of time and then in the left. Become aware of this so you know at least something about you is changing. This awareness can be further enhanced into awareness of the solar and lunar influences upon the body. If you bring your physical system in sync with the lunar and solar cycles, your physical and psychological health is guaranteed. The energy labyrinth. The yogic system offers us a comprehensive and elaborate view of the anatomy of the human energy body. It has mapped 72,000 channels, or nadis as they are called, in the energy system. The prana, or energy, moves through these channels. These 72,000 channels spring, in turn, from three basic channels. The channel on the right is known as Pingala, the left is known as Ida, the central is known as Sushumna. These three channels are the basis of the energy system. Pingala is symbolized as the masculine, Ida is symbolized as the feminine. Masculine and feminine do not refer here to biological differences, but to certain qualities in nature that have been identified as such. These qualities are represented by these two channels. If a person's pingala is very pronounced, then the outgoing exploratory qualities will be dominant. If the Ida is more pronounced, receptive and reflective qualities will be dominant. Whether one is a man or a woman has nothing to do with this. You may be a man, but the Ida may be more dominant. You may be a woman, but the pingala may be more dominant. The pingala and Ida are also symbolized as the sun and the moon. The sun representing the masculine, the moon representing the feminine. The sun is aggressive and outgoing. The moon receives and reflects. The cycles of the moon are deeply connected with the female body as well. On the level of your mind, pingala represents the logical dimension. Ida represents the intuitive dimension. These two dualities are the fundamentals of the physical sphere of life. A human being is complete only when both the masculine and the feminine function at full force and are in proper balance. Sushumna, the central nadi, is the most significant aspect of your physiology, yet it generally goes unexplored. It is independent of the 72,000 nadis, but it is the fulcrum of the whole system. Once the energies enter your Sushumna, irrespective of what is happening around you, you have a certain balance. Right now you may be reasonably balanced, but if the outside situation is challenging, you will also be disturbed. Once energies enter the Sushumna, However, your inner way of being becomes independent of the outside because it is independent of the 72,000 nadis. There is a great deal of chakra talk nowadays. Chakra means wheel and has a very specific meaning and significance in the yogic system. These days, there are wheel alignment centers that claim to balance your chakras, clear your blocks, and heal your ailments, past, present, and future. Lots of people are doing chakras these days. It has become a huge fad, but it can be dangerous. It is time to approach this very subtle subject with care and precision. The nadis do not have a physical manifestation. If you cut the body and look inside, you will not find them. But as you become more aware, you will notice the energy is not moving at random but in established pathways. The chakras are powerful centers in the physiology where the nadis meet in a particular way to create an energy vortex. Like the nadis, the chakras are of a subtle nature and do not have a physical existence. They always meet in the form of a triangle, not a circle, as the word chakra suggests. The moving part in a machine is always a circle, because circle is capable of movement with least resistance. These energy centers are so named because the wheel suggests movement or dynamism. There are 114 chakras in the body. Two are outside the body and 112 within the body. Among these 112, there are 7 major chakras. For most people, 3 of these are active. The remaining are either dormant or mildly active. You do not have to activate all the 114 chakras to live a physical life. You can live quite a complete life with just a few of them. If you were active in all the 114 chakras, you would have no sense of body at all. The purpose of yoga is to activate your energy system in such a way that your body consciousness is constantly being lowered. So you can sit here in the body, but you are no longer the body. In southern India, there was a legendary yogi named Sadashiva Brahmendra. He was a Nirkaya, which literally means bodiless yogi. He had no sense of body. Wearing clothes does not even occur to a person in such a state. He just walked around naked. Also, in such a condition, there is no sense of home, property, or physical boundary. One day, he happened to walk into the king's garden on the banks of River Kaveri. The king was sitting there, relaxing with his queens. Sadashiva Brahmendra wandered into the garden, unaware of his own nakedness. The king was furious. "Who is this fool that dares to walk naked in front of my woman?" He sent his soldiers after him. The soldiers ran behind Sadashiva Brahmendra, calling out to him. He did not turn back. He continued to walk. Angered, one of the soldiers took out his sword and struck him, severing his right arm. Sadashiva Brahmendra did not even break his stride. He continued walking. Seeing this, the soldiers were wonderstruck and terrified. They realized that this was no ordinary man. The king and his soldiers ran after him, prostrated, begged his forgiveness, and brought him back to the garden. He lived in that garden for the rest of his life and finally shed his body there. There are innumerable instances like this in the yogic tradition. When your energies are in a heightened condition, the sense of the physical is so diminished that it is even possible to go without any external nourishment for days on end. What exactly is the role of chakras within the system? There are 7 fundamental chakras. The Muladhara, which is located at the perineum, the space between the anal outlet and the genital organ. Swadhisthana, which is just above the genital organ. Manipuraka, which is 3/4 of an inch below the navel. Anahata, which is just below the sternum. Vishuddhi is at the pit of the throat, Agna, which is between the eyebrows, and Sahasrara, also known as Brahmarandra, which is at the fontanelle on top of the head, where the newborn infants have a soft spot. The chakras are the seven different dimensions through which our energies find expression. Experiences that happen within you, anger, misery, peace, joy, and ecstasy, are different levels of expression of your life energies. If your life energies are dormant in Mooladhara, then food and sleep will be the most dominant factors in your life. If your energies are dominant in Swadhisthana, pleasure will be most dominant in your life. This means you enjoy the physical reality in many ways. If your energies are dominant in Manipuraka, you are a doer, you can accomplish many things in the world. If your energies are dominant in Anahata, you are a very creative person. If your energies are dominant in the Vishuddhi, you will develop a powerful presence. If your energies are dominant in Agna, then you are intellectually realized. Intellectual realization can bring you to a certain state of peace and stability within yourself, irrespective of what is happening outside of you. These are just different levels of intensity. A pleasure seeker has more intensity to his life than someone whose life is just food and sleep. A man who wants to initiate something in the world has much more intensity than a pleasure seeker. An artist or a creative person lives his life more intensely compared to these three people. If you move into Vishuddhi, it is a completely different dimension of intensity, and Agna is higher still. If you hit your Sahasrara, you will explode into unexplained ecstasies. Without any external stimuli or reason, you are simply ecstatic because your energies have touched a certain peak.